Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Ken Davis. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Kenneth C. Davis is the name on all the books. Go to don'tknowmuch.com. You find all his books there. And don't forget the children's books. I bought them myself and gave them to my grandsons. They're outstanding, as all of his books are. Ken, thanks again for being here. We're celebrating Columbus Day, and you were wrapping up a little bit of history on Columbus, and we're going to move on to a related topic.
There's so much to talk about with Columbus, but let me just say, since we talked a little bit about Isabella and my books, one of my books is called America's Hidden History, and it tells the story of Isabella's pigs, because on Columbus's second voyage, Isabella told him to bring pigs. Why? Pigs, good protein, they feed themselves, they scrounge around in the...
They're very prolific.
They feed armies, and they are prolific. So Isabella tells them to bring pigs. Those pigs kept Spanish armies alive in the New World, but they also may have introduced some of the diseases that wiped out probably, 90% of the native community in the Americas.
Right.
We don't know what that number is. 10, 50, what, 100 million people? Millions died because they had no immunity to the diseases that Europeans like Columbus
measles, mumps, all those things that they brought with them.
Smallpox, chiefly.
Yeah.
Huge killer.
Same thing happened in the Pacific to the Polynesians. The same thing happened over there.
Yeah, this is the part of history we often leave out. That's why I wrote More Deadly Than War about the flu, because the same thing happened in many communities with the flu.
Yep.
But we have, just to finish on Columbus, a lot of people think we shouldn't celebrate this day anymore because of that death and destruction he brought. They want Indigenous Peoples Day. I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's a good time, though, to think about what the history really is.
Well, I think it's important to study all the history. But this revisionist history movement that's going on right now, I don't think is good. And for one thing, and this brings me to this next topic I want you to touch on with us, Ken. There's a whole generation of Americans out there right now, Gen Y, whom I love very much because they're probably the best people we've ever raised. But they have a lack of regard for history. There's just no question about it. I've done too much. I've talked to too many of them, and the responses are all the same. They in general have little regard for history. And Ken, I think that's dangerous and a mistake. What do you think?
It is dangerous, Jim. Right now, we have head of a teacher's group called told me was a Sputnik moment. Now a lot of people won't know where Sputnik was. 1957, the Soviets send a satellite up, the first artificial satellite. Everyone's shocked. The Soviets were this backward people. They couldn't do that, the Soviet Union, but they did it. It created a crisis in education in this country. Congress responded by passing new laws to improve specifically math and science education in 1957. 12 years later, we're on the moon. So that was the Sputnik moment then. Right now, we have a Sputnik moment because people don't understand history.
Or regard
civics,
it. They don't, not
or
don't
regard
understand.
It
they have
care
a,
about
that's
it.
What I'm,
and,
I'm
and
more
they
worried
are not,
about the regard, Ken.
And they're not teaching it. And they're not teaching it because for 25 years we've said STEM and we've said No Child Left Behind and standardized testing and social studies, the traditions of history, teaching civics, got thrown out.
Dates.
I'm telling this because I talk to teachers about this all the time. It's not a new problem. It was a true 30 years ago. It was probably true 50 years ago, too. But it's a real crisis now. And it's a crisis because if we don't know this history, we can lose it. Democracy does not die in darkness.
That's right.
It dies in broad daylight, usually with thousands of people cheering, because we give things up very, very quickly and easily, and we give them up because we don't care. We don't care because we don't understand what the past means.
Ken, what I'm worried about is that when you throw out insignificant history and you disregard that and you think all history's like that, then you're also throwing out what I call the fundamentals, not just operating fundamentals for business, but democratic fundamentals and things like that. Last thoughts.
History is about how we got where we are, and part of that is the sacrifice and the blood, sweat, and tears that have been shed to get us the extraordinary rights we have, and we are very complacent about. So this is a time to register, vote, get out there and make your voice heard, and you can't do that if you don't know that one person can change the world.
That's exactly right. Ken Davis, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Columbus Day, Ken. Thanks for being here. See you next time. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.